This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
A lot of great stories here.
Okay.
Fascinating stories. First of all, sign-ups jump for Obamacare. People are voting with their feet here. Mm-hmm. And if, I will say it again, if Republicans believe they're going to repeal this law without having something in place to replace it, they are making a mistake that will crush them in 2018.
Yep.
Mark it down, Republicans. I just mark it down.
You don't take away.
You can make them better. You can replace it, but you don't have a plan to replace it right now. And health savings accounts and all that other, that ain't going to cut it for the people who already know they have health care. Also, we're going to talk about this in a second, but the suspect in the Berlin attacks, they knew. They knew about him. They wanted to deport him, but apparently they didn't have the right papers.
Well, I'll tell you, they bring up a couple of things here. As far as the Berlin suspect is concerned, yes, that is very concerning that they knew this. He was in their crosshairs, just didn't move fast enough, and that's part of the problem, you know, in this kind of situation, as our conversation with Dr. Gorka pointed to in the last hour. And, you know, America needs to have a sense of urgency about this. You know, we've been rather lax. We wanted to believe, you know, President Obama in terms of taking on refugees, telling us that he was in total disagreement with our national security people that said, hey, there's no way we can vet these people. But he said, no, we've got them all vetted. We and then asked about how long it would take. It would take 3 years. And we just heard about the refugees coming in, you know, somewhere around February, first quarter of this past year. And little do we know that I guess, you know, 10 months in according to our calendar is 3 years, you know, when it comes to politics, I guess. You know, that's the way you measure it.
Are we sure we haven't measured and we haven't figured out time travel?
Well, maybe, you know, it's amazing, you know. I don't know what this country is going to do when it gets down to reality. And the reality includes Obamacare. You know, it is an absolute mess, and it's a mess for many reasons. And, you know, for the people who have been getting it free, and then you say, okay, you're going to have to pay for it. You're going to put some skin in the game. There's going to be some adjustment. I mean, there's going to be an outcry, you know, for those. You know, most Americans, the majority of Americans are going to say, okay, look, we're going to participate in this. We all have skin in the game, and, you know, we're going to do what we can. You know, to make this work. And I think we're going to have a bipartisan, you know, piece of policy here, which is, I think, only positive. But clearly, President-elect Donald Trump, and soon to be President Trump, is going to have to move slowly. There is some low-hanging fruit, as Newt Gingrich would say, that you can attack with, you know, on Obamacare. And I think that's why he said... He mentioned the amend word. You know, we can amend some things. Look, you got to think it took us 6 years to get to this point. And it was a mess even out the gate, but still 6 years. And you got people already. You've left the genie outside the bottle at this point. Now, how do you get the genie back in the bottle for these people that said, hey, look, I get free health care? Well, you get free health care to a point. But the perception and what the media is going to push is that you got free health care. I mean, we haven't even talked and addressed the catastrophic issues that come up and, you know, I mean, this is still, you know, things that some people are realizing, but as a small percentage. And I believe this is what President Obama, this is what the Democrats counted on, said, yeah, there's going to be a little discontent, but it's manageable. You know, and this is what Jonathan Gruber would sell us on, is that, okay, hey, look at, you know, the people are too stupid. They're not going to realize there's not going to be big enough numbers. The media is going to give us cover. All this stuff coming into play, it's all complicit. So it's going to be an uphill battle. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, hey, the challenge is on this new administration, and their hands are full just with dealing with Obamacare. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And, oh, by the way, we are giving away Hillsong's new DVD Blu-ray disc. You know, it is the movie, Let Hope Rise. It is absolutely terrific. If you didn't get a chance to see it on the big screen, you can see it at home in the comfort of your very own home. The DVD just got released this week, but we're giving away some absolutely free. Why not? All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me, Martinez, put me in the hopper, and we pull your name out. We got a DVD coming your way. Hillsong's United, Let Hope Rise. It is the movie. At this time for my good friend Russ Jones. Been a while since he and I have had a chance to converse on the radio. Russ, 25-year award-winning journalist, correspondent, media analyst, and media consultant. He's literally traveled the world on investigative reporting trips, consulted major political and cause-oriented campaigns. You can reach him at Russ Jones and Facebook.com. Russ, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm good. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, good fun. It's my favorite time of the year, except for when we're fighting for that last parking space at the mall, right?
Well, right now, just before I came, I'm doing my first stab at making homemade cinnamon rolls. So I last night I made a huge batch of peanut brittle, and I make a pretty mean peanut brittle. So
okay, all right. So I can expect a can of peanut brittle coming my way for the Christmas.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, why not? I mean, you and Jackie, I know you'll load it up real good for me. That's great. Hey, we were just talking about Obamacare, and of course, I mean, I'll tell you, there's so many things that the president can deal with on day one. I mean, already talking about, probably the height of regulations, the size of just the Obamacare regulations, over 7 foot tall, that he could probably take care of, pretty quick, although that's going to be a process. But Obamacare in and of itself, the genie's outside of the bottle. It's taken us 6 years to get to this point, Russ. How do we put this back on? Because you're going to have a conversation with people that think that Obamacare was costing them nothing.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing for free, as we all know, those of us that have been around the block or two, nothing for free. But what's interesting, Bill, I don't know if you've seen these reports coming out today, but the record numbers of enrollments in Obamacare, despite the threat of repeal by Republicans. So, you know, I have family members that are in the insurance business, and they say this has been the greatest bait and switch they've ever seen. And, and the rise of the costs have been outrageous. And, and there's been a lot of people out there that have just been biting the bullet here in this third year to take the fine. Mm-hmm. And then there are other people looking at other options, like what are some of those MediShare, you know?
Right, exactly. Uh-huh.
Some of those other options. So it'll be interesting. I think Donald Trump has surrounded himself with enough talented people that they will have some very legitimate alternatives and options. And I think he's walked back just a little bit. He can't just shut it down because there's millions of people now on this plan.
Well, what's going on with that, Russ? Why would people rush? I mean, we got people rushing to the border in seeming record numbers again during this transition. And you got people rushing into Obamacare when they know it's a fiasco. Are they just putting added pressure on this new administration to say, I double dog dare you kind of thing, or what?
No, I think people are wanting insurance, which should tell us they're going to do something even though they know it's bad for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I can only imagine what that might look like when it's something that's really worthy of our hard-earned money.
Right.
So, you know, I think they're coming in at the lowest levels possible. And what it's doing, though, is putting a strain on those that are really carrying the water, so to speak.
Well, without a doubt, that's been a problem from day one. But, you know, we know that Obamacare has just killed business. It has been a disincentive for small companies, even mid-sized companies, to hire people. And we've lost so many jobs or put jobs in abeyance. And on top of that, the people that are working, you know, Russ, are not working, you know, like one or two jobs. You know, everybody goes in and if you're fortunate enough to have a job, you're wearing 10 hats.
Oh, exactly. But you know what's interesting is that there are major corporations making hiring decisions around how to handle Obamacare.
Exactly.
Limiting hours. Hey, if we bring somebody on at this level, we won't have to be on the hook for this awful insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've seen a number of people that own their own businesses. I've heard them outright say, you know, I can't hire people like I want to. So I've got to bring them in at a different level. I've got to keep track of hours now and all kinds of things. So yeah. It will be interesting to see.
Well, Nancy Pelosi's trying to figure out health care for robots, you know.
Oh, goodness.
Just for fun. You know, I don't know. You know, it's just it's absurd. But most of us understand that. But again, there's going to be the reality check that needs to take place. And that is that. You know, I don't think anybody should be surprised that it is a mess, although, you know, this is the thing, you know, President Obama is exiting, as he's exiting, you know, he's telling everybody, hey, this is the greatest administration in the history of mankind. Did I lose you? What did I say something and all of a sudden you passed out, huh? I don't know.
Sorry.
I thought maybe you had to go check the cinnamon rolls or something here.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. We dropped out there for a minute. But I think what I was seeing is that the number of Americans who had signed up for the coverage, what is it? It's now at 4 million. Mm-hmm. And 1.1 million new enrollees this last time and 2.9 million people renewing the coverage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, give him his first 100 days.
Yeah,
we're looking at all these business people. You can't tell me they haven't come up with some other ideas and ways to fix this.
Well, I believe that they'll find a way to do this. There's going to be a little bit of pain in the process of this, especially in light of the counter-Trump media. What they're trying to do is, you know, squash him at every turn and scrutinize every decision that he makes, it's hard for them to be critical of how the stock market has responded. The hope, and you wrote an article about this, Russ, and we're going to get into more detail because we've got a break coming up in just a moment. That'll give you a chance to go check on the cinnamon rolls here. But, that's important. But, you know, the thing is that people are quite hopeful. And this is really driving Democrats nuts because they can't figure it out. I mean, they really thought there was going to be a mass exodus and everybody was going to follow the lead of all these celebrities that just saw, you know, America going to hell in a handbasket and they needed to get out of Dodge and everybody moved to Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, people are hopeful and I'm excited to talk about that. I'm seeing it all over the place.
Well, absolutely. Russ Jones is with us, 25-year award-winning journalist. correspondent, media analyst, and media consultant. We got more from Russ on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, looking at 15 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, what do you say? What are your thoughts about Obamacare? Do you think, are you seeing this the way I'm seeing it, or you just think that Republicans are making a big mistake by even looking and considering replacing it altogether? Let us know your thoughts at B. Martinez Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Bill Martinez live.
I have further exhibits, Your Honor, but I hesitate to produce them.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be very happy to see them.
Yes, yes, yes. Produce them, Mr. Gainey. Put them here on my desk.
But, Your Honor,
put them here on the desk.
Yes, Your Honor.
To be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah.
Just keep your receipts. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Sign this for me.
You can go now. Ready?
Christmas.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back. Merry Christmas to you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Russ Jones is with us. Russ, you know, it's been quite refreshing this year. I think maybe the war on Christmas has run its course because I'm sensing, at least in the retail areas that I'm traveling, whether it's New York, Florida, California, people are, you know, more open to coming back and embracing the idea of Merry Christmas. And we've been saying on this show that Merry Christmas, take it for what it is. It's a blessing. We're just wishing you the blessings of the holiday. If you say Happy Kwanzaa, if you say Happy Hanukkah, Happy Chanukah to me, it's not going to hurt my feelings. I mean, I'm going to take it as a blessing because I know that's what you mean. And, you know, and I think that this is where it's coming to, although you still have some kind of, you know, knuckleheadedness that's on display here around our country that saddens me because, you know, they try to upend what is a just a very special time of year that starts out with a time of gratitude and thankfulness with Thanksgiving and leads into this, you know, this time when God himself gave us the ultimate Christmas gift, the greatest Christmas gift ever, right?
Yes, the King of Kings. You know, yesterday and I don't think my kids are listening, but my son, he's into raising goats and things, and I was getting him a gift card at Orschlin's, which is a feed store, you know, if you out in the rural areas. And the customer service department called me back and said, "Mr. Jones, can we write a personal Christmas note that we're going to ship to your son, and we'll personalize it, a handwritten note?" And I said, "Well, wow, that would be amazing. When was the last time that happened?"
Exactly.
And I gave him the message over the phone, and she said, "Mr. Jones, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you." And I was just like, imagine me, you know, speechless.
Yes. but, you know, the thing is, we've been speechless, you know, for the last 10 years or so when you go to places, and, you know, they're hesitant, very hesitant, in fact, almost forbidden to say Merry Christmas. You might be, get Happy Holiday out of them, and you know it's a corporate dictate, and I feel sorry for kids. You know, these are kids that you and I have raised with Merry Christmas, and all of a sudden now they're forced into this corporate culture that says, well, you can't say Merry Christmas. You have to say Happy Holidays, you know, because we're going to offend so many people. It's like, oh, really? Come on, stop. You know, take it for what it is, and I think that this is what's happening. But that's special that you have, you know, companies like this. So I think everybody's going to go out and get a goat just to work with this company now. Right. Hey, by the way, I mean, I got people tweeting me saying, "Hey, I love peanut. Everybody loves peanut brittle, man," and they don't even know to what painstaking ends you go to create the. I mean, we're not talking just off the shelf any kind of peanut. I mean, this is homemade kind of stuff. He's out there. He's. Are you growing the nuts and everything? Is that what you're doing?
Well, no, here down here in Mississippi, you know, real raw peanuts, they're readily available, and I've got this 10-pound bag of peanuts in my kitchen, and I go sit down at night after a long day and my big bucket, and I shuck those peanuts, and I was trying to determine what is it when you get the nut out of the shell? You're shelling them, shucking them, you're not peeling
them,
or whatever. I'm removing the nut from the shell. and my thumbs are so sore. You know how millennials, their thumbs are sore from texting.
My
thumbs are sore from breaking those nuts. I'm talking about the fresh, real deal.
Wow. I mean, in still in the shell, you got to crack them, do all that good stuff. Well, hey,
yeah,
look
at
you.
I'm making peanut brittle great again.
Wow. Well, why not? I mean, it's the time of the season. And, you know, and that's what I was going to say is that because of the optimism that is spread over America, we can look at, you know, peanut brittle, you know, homemade peanut brittle once again. But, you know, Russ, you know, to your point, you know, I've been talking with, you know, bankers from Wells Fargo and Bank of America, and they're saying the inquiry for small business activity is on the increase. I, you know, we've said that there's been this pent-up productive potential that has just been lying dormant for the last decade. And, you know, if Donald Trump can get these regulations out of the way and make it to where business can, you know, grow again and be optimistic, and they already are optimistic right now. We just need to have the actual productivity take place. I mean, we're looking I think in very short order, a 3 to 5 GDP, as opposed to what we've been experiencing under the Obama administration, is not one quarter did he achieve a 3% GDP. That is almost impossible. I mean, you have to on purpose retard the economy to such a degree for it not to do over 3%.
Right. Well, in my recent article, Trump Optimism, Americans Are Hopeful Again, I felt moved to write that because, Bill, if you depend on the mainstream media, you're going to see all of these negative reports and millennials and people just in literal meltdown. It's been a good month now, and people fearful for their lives and for their children. And I was talking to a woman the other day who literally said she was concerned about the future for her children. And this is a Jewish person. And I said, why would you be fearful? I said, this is the most pro-Israel candidate. It's the most pro-life Republican platform in, I've been around this a long time, in my memory. Mm-hmm. And the Wall Street and the GDP, as you say, is reaching record highs.
Exactly.
And so I decided to write this. And when you sit down and watch the news and see President-elect Trump walk out with Boeing officials and the airplane makers negotiating a better deal than $4 billion.
Exactly.
We do that in our homes. We just bought a new Jeep, and we had to decide what, you know, the smaller one or the larger one, and we ended up in the middle because it was based on price. Every family does that, and I think, Bill, that's what's making people hopeful that the government is being run like we run our families.
Exactly. Well, and look at who he's surrounding himself with. He's very Reagan-esque in that way, is that he's choosing talented people. And this was what Ronald Reagan's administration was all about. He never claimed to have all the goods and know everything. He got a lot of smart people around him that knew what they were doing, experts in their experts in their respective fields. And he's empowering them to go do their job like any good businessman would be able to do. I mean, for the first time, I think in a long time, we're going to have a true chief executive officer in the Oval Office here.
Yeah, and that's right. Good leaders surround themselves with even better leaders.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've seen in my lifetime. They're not threatened by people that may have abilities better than their own in certain areas. That's what good, effective leadership looks like. And our country hasn't seen it. I think we're going to see one of the best vice presidents we've ever seen.
Exactly.
Mike Pence.
I like him a lot.
He's been amazing.
Yeah.
And Bill, I personally, it's rather surreal. There's about three people I know that are going to be on Trump's administration. It's surreal when you actually know these people. Mike Pompeo in Kansas, we worked on his campaign to get elected to Congress. He's up, you know, for CIA director. And I know these some of these people personally. And he, did you know he has an evangelical advisory board? These are strong, devoted Christians, people of God, that are breathing into him amazing wisdom. So people out there that might be listening, he is surrounded by very God-fearing, good business leader type people, and he's listening. That's the thing. He's listening. And he still does his tweet thing. But
yeah,
that's what got him to the dance, right?
Exactly.
He's filtering the media.
You know, without a doubt. Well, Russ, I got to tell you, one of my favorite photos, speaking of which, you know, with evangelicals being around him and participating in the campaign as well, was when, and I don't know if you saw this, they were on the Trump plane, they were going to a campaign, and Mike Pence was with them and several evangelicals, and they were together praying. That
the plane had their hands laid on it.
Yeah, I mean, that was a special, special picture for me that is maintained in my mind and my perspective. And I think that's a good example for all of us, is that we need to continue to pray for this country, pray for this president. And this is what I was reminded of very clearly when I was in New York, where you saw all the police that were very vigilant, that were out there in numbers, not only for citizens, but for the president-elect. Thank you, Russ. Yeah. Russ Jones on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey! Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
Happy New Year to you! In jail! Go on home, they're waiting for you!
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Time for the announcement.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town!
Santa! Oh my God!
Santa here? I know him! I know him!
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Santa, yes, that's I know him. Well, yes, we know him, don't we? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Tom Borelli is with us, climate change energy expert, a contributor with Conservative View. We see him regularly on Fox News. Tom, is always good to have you with us. Merry Christmas. How you doing?
Merry Christmas, Bill. Thanks so much for having me back.
Hey, always. Boy, I tell you, so much is going on right now. With the waning hours of this administration, I mean, we've got people with get out of jail cards, doing everything, this president can do to, you know, affect his first promise. That was to shut down Gitmo. But, you know, I particularly wanted your input in terms of the, you know, like last night, recently, where we had $6 billion in midnight regulations that, President Obama, got through with a pen and his cell phone?
Well, you know, absolutely. Bill, when you take a big step back, what you really see here is, you know, President Obama is throwing a regulatory tantrum because Hillary Clinton lost and his entire environmental climate change agenda is going to be erased. He is throwing a tantrum, and that's why he's issuing all these rules in the last minute. You know, the first one that comes to mind is the executive action he signed that would prevent oil drilling offshore in a huge part of Alaska offshore as well as off the East Coast in the Atlantic. And that action is supposed to be permanent, even though there's some legal question whether or not it be permanent. But just think about that for a second. The President of the United States, his intention is to permanently prevent U.S. energy development with not knowing what will happen in the future. Mm-hmm. That is really simply outrageous.
Well, it's very myopic and self-serving, but why should we be surprised? I mean, we've been dealing with this for the last 8 years, starting with Obamacare, which we've been talking about earlier today. Tom, it is just astounding that even, you know, his words are not connecting with his actions. I mean, he talked about how much he respected George W. Bush during the transition and how the Bushes were so cooperative with his team to make that transition, the peaceful transition of the administration. And here you've got President Obama almost intentionally, if not intentionally, putting a stick in the spokes of this new administration to do everything they can to make it as difficult as possible to unwind some of these things that clearly have been problematic and have had a dire effect, just say, on our GDP here in this country. I mean, you've got a president and administration for the first time, I think, ever, that has not hit 3% GDP in one quarter. I mean, that's near impossible.
Well, again, listen, you take another big step back and you look at President Obama and even First Lady Michelle Obama, the word class isn't the first thing that you think of. Mm-hmm. You think of, I think of vindictiveness, I think of, you know, some anger, and this is what we're seeing play out. And you put your right words when you said putting a stick in the spokes of the Trump administration, because, you know, future President Trump, what he wants to do is have energy development here in the United States. He wants to have the Keystone XL pipeline. He wants to get coal miners back to work. He wants to make energy development a key economic driver for the United States. That's not only good for our economy, that is fantastic for foreign affairs and national security, because the more money we make on oil and natural gas and on energy is the less money that people in Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Russia don't get.
Right.
So it's hugely important for foreign policy as well. And President Obama doesn't care.
And of course, OPEC. What is OPEC doing? I mean, they've been seeing, you know, money dwindling out of their coffers, and the price of oil going down and plummeting because of the success and the projected success of the United States. And so they're saying, okay, we're going to choke it off here because we need to see what we can do to raise the price of oil. And Barack Obama is playing right into their hands with his move, right?
No, absolutely. What he's trying to do is really, you know, prevent as much U.S. energy development as possible. Another issue that doesn't get a lot of attention, the Department of Interior just released a final rule, what they call the Stream Protection Rule, which means it really doesn't protect streams, as they have falsely advertised almost everything.
Right.
But what it really does is going to prevent coal mining in 60% of the areas that could be mined. Mm. So this is a full assault against future President Trump's energy agenda. And it's going to take time, unfortunately, to unwind this. This is why he's doing it. And again, it's plainly vindictive.
Well, I think the president-elect's going to have his hands full come January 20th, his first day of office. I mean, he talks about the first 100 days, and there's a massive amount of executive orders for him to unwind. I'm just envisioning, you know, maybe 5 feet of regulations that he's just, I mean, he's going to need a stamp. Tom, I don't know how you sign all these counter executive orders because there's a ton of them. Now, there's some of them that can go away just that quick with Donald Trump's own cell phone and pen, which with much gall, the president says to Donald Trump, you know, you don't want to do a whole lot of executive orders as he's exiting the door signing executive orders, right?
He signs a permanent executive order.
Oh.
To try to permanently ban oil drilling offshore. Yeah, again, you know, President Obama he's very skillful because he always has two messages when he speaks, and they always conflict with each other. And unfortunately, too many people get distracted with the kind words he says without looking really at his actions.
Exactly.
On the other hand, is what they say.
But Tom, this is consistent with his administration, and this really sums up the problem with the Democratic Party and the disconnect they had with flyover country, the forgotten man and woman, because the fact of the matter is that he's lied enough to the American people that the people are getting it. You know, they appreciate that he's charming and, you know, all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, you've got to have a bottom line. You know, it's like my old mentor used to tell me, Bill, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. You know, what is the productivity quotient of all your efforts and your charm? Are you moving things in a positive direction? And the people voted. They saw it and they said, after 8 years, this is not working. It will never work. The curtain's been pulled back. And, yes, the king and all his czars are buck naked.
Yeah, well, the most important thing I think going forward to watch is really the Democrat coalition is falling apart. You know, they had a coalition to have both radical environmentalists, you know, the billionaire elites, and blue-collar union workers. Those two groups can't possibly, in terms of policy, get along. Right. Because the billionaire Tom Steyer in California, he's trying to, you know, end coal. He's trying to end oil and natural gas production. Well, what does that mean? That means there's less jobs for blue-collar workers. And finally, blue-collar workers have woken up. You know, thank God for social media. Thank God for radio programs like yourself to get the messages out to union people who say, wait a minute, what they're saying is not happening. Helping me at all. How many thousands of coal miners have lost their jobs because of President Obama's action and Hillary Clinton wanted to do more? These workers are waking up, and that's why Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, you know, went to Donald Trump's column.
Exactly. And what about the poor people here, Tom? I mean, the poor are the poor people that rely on coal, that need cheap energy. You know, what's happening? I mean, is the government, is Barack Obama handing out tons of coal, dropping them off at their homes so they can heat up their homes during the winter months? You know, this is the antithesis of this, and they see this. And, I mean, when you go after energy like this and you hit them at the lowest common denominator, I mean, this is a huge impact. I mean, he doesn't have to worry about it. The White House, last time I checked, you know, we the people pretty much keep everything heated up for he and his family. But for the poor people, what are they doing?
They're sending their kids to elite private schools when everybody else can't.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, on the golden parachute that he's going to land on the other side of his administration and his time in service on behalf of our country. But still, the poor people that are so greatly affected by these policies, and somehow they think they'll catch up with it. It's kind of like Hillary's answer. We're going to spend $40 billion to retrain you. I don't want to be retrained. I want to live where I want to live here, and you know, I want to do what I've been trained to do all my life, right?
We just want to be left alone so we can pursue life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness.
Amen to that. Tom Borelli, Merry Christmas to you and Deneen. Appreciate you coming on, as always. 18 before the top of the hour.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Bill Martinez live.
Oh, there it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts. The Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
These letters have just now been delivered to Mr. Kringle by bona fide employees of the post office. I offer them as positive proof.
Three letters, Your Honor, are hardly positive proof. I understand the post office receives thousands of these letters every year.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America 14. Before the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. Brigadier General H.A. Tony Tata is with us. He is retired, a Trump supporter. He's retired. He's out there in the waters with his wetsuit, surfing, having fun. I mean, you know, a couple days before Christmas, if he can get away with it, why not? He's also the author of the novel 3 Minutes to Midnight, which has received noted acclaim. General, good to have you back with us. How you doing, sir?
Great to be with you, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, by the way, congratulations on the novel, doing very well, and boy, high praise even from, you know, President Bush, you know, and the likes. Really enjoyed the novel, 3 Minutes to Midnight.
Yeah, Newt Gingrich, Glenn Beck, H.W. Bush, all sent me, you know, nice notes about the book, and it's a great read, a great Christmas present, and you know, you can get Amazon Prime or go to Barnes and Noble, and its predecessor, Foreign and Domestic, was nominated for Best Thriller of the Year last year, one of 5 finalists for Best Thriller of the Year. So that's pretty good company to be in, and I'm enjoying post-public service life right now. I might get back into public service, but right now I'm living a childhood dream of being a fiction author. And 3 Minutes to Midnight, Bill, references the doomsday clock at the University of Chicago, where all of Obama's academic friends get together and gauge how close we are to nuclear Armageddon. And 3 minutes is as close as it's ever been in history. And that's Obama's legacy right there. Right. The world is the closest to nuclear chaos, and it's on his watch that he let it happen. And and I couldn't think of a more appropriate title for a book that I wrote than 3 Minutes to Midnight.
No room for political correctness in this novel, is there?
No. It's a good story. You know, Delta Force veteran searching for his mother's killer. He's pretty ruthless. He's a sort of an anti-hero, like Lee Child's Jack Reacher. If you like that, you'll love Chayton Mahegan, a Native American from the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Well, good fun. That's great. Well, a great book, great novel, highly recommend it. Great Christmas present, as you say, 3 minutes to midnight from Brigadier General A.J. Tony Tata. General, you know, speaking of political correctness in these recent events, whether in Berlin, the shooting of a in Turkey of a Russian ambassador, it was in one sense with the sad news. I'll tell you, it was quite refreshing to hear from a leader, our president-elect, the reality of what had been happening and what was going on. You know, we didn't, and even officials are saying, even in Berlin, is that political correctness has opened the door to this kind of terror.
Absolutely, it has. You know, you've got, you know, the president, President Obama is so arrogant and ignorant that he stands up there, I want to say it was less than a year ago, and says, all these pundits want me to say Islamic extremism. It wouldn't change anything if I said Islamic extremism. And that's akin to saying, you know, Roosevelt and Churchill saying, you know, all these people want me to call them Nazis. It's not going to change anything to identify the Nazis as the enemy. It is exactly the same thing. And you got to know who you're fighting before you marshal the forces. And Obama, because he, I guess he wants to protect his Islamic friends, you know, extreme and non-extreme, he has abandoned the policy planning process of identifying U.S. vital interests, which include American lives, American property, and fossil fuel areas, and protecting those, and then identifying threats to those, and then scaling a force to defeat the threats or protect our interests. And he doesn't want to do that because he would have to identify Islamic extremism as one of the enemies of our nation. He just doesn't want to do it. So he abandons the process. And what we have is chaos. We're 3 minutes to midnight. There's chaos reigning around the world because Obama has no leadership. Merkel, you know, allowed 2 million immigrants to come into her country. And surprise, you know, there's some terrorists embedded in there with some fake documents. Who would have thought that?
Yes, right.
A writer like me.
No, not at all. Well, and not to mention the security analyst in this country who said there's no way we could vet all these refugees, you know, full steam ahead, we're going to let 10,000. And Hillary Clinton was saying, well, 10,000, that's just the beginning. I could see another 50,000 coming in, you know, right behind that. And, you know, in contrast, General, they're saying it takes 3 years to vet, you know, these refugees coming in. And I don't know what happened, if there's a different calculus when you talk about politics, because when we first heard about it, it was first quarter of this year, and somehow 3 years passed by in the meantime, and you know, we got 10,000 refugees coming that we don't even know, and most of those are Muslim. Less than 2% are Christians, and last time I checked, it's the Christians that are being persecuted more than the Muslims in the Middle East, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got it exactly right, Bill. Obama. Now we've had what, 8 NATO nations attacked by ISIS. And so we're up to about a third or fourth of the NATO nations attacked by ISIS. And when we were attacked by Al-Qaeda on 9/11, France and other countries led the way and activated Article 5, attack against one is attack against all.
Exactly.
And Obama, you know, everybody was scared that Trump was going to, you know, not respect NATO and all of that. Well, it's Obama who doesn't respect NATO. I mean, he calls Merkel with condolences. Give me a break. You know, Trump makes a statement and calls it Islamic extremism and says he's going to do something about it. Obama is just feckless and he doesn't care. And he went to the Jeremiah Wright School of Foreign Policy, hate America. America is bad for the world. A weaker America makes for a stronger world. That's Obama's core belief. So much so, Bill, and I'm furious about this, that he's on Comedy Central, his wife's on Oprah, trying to undermine the Electoral College process, undermine the peaceful transition of power. And they think they're so smart and that nobody will realize what they're doing. And you know, they were so effective that actually Trump gained votes in the Electoral College.
Exactly.
So these people need to go, and they need to go far away. But I'll bet you, and I'll bet you a Diet Coke, Bill, that Obama does man-to-man coverage on Trump, and he doesn't have the class or the dignity to even peacefully transition and welcome Trump to the White House and his administration. I guarantee you all the T's will be off the keyboards like they did.
They take all the W's. Yes.
Right. I mean, that's the petty, arrogant mindset you've got. And my God, I just hope that we can get a good 4 years in and get another good 4 years and flush all those people out of power and get them as far away from our national security apparatus as possible.
Well, people have referred to this president as a faculty lounge president. I know you could appreciate this perspective because I hear the faculty and faculty lounges speak in the theoretical. And this is what Barack Obama brought to the dance here. And it was a serious dance. He brought all this theory. And let's throw out all the empirical evidence. Let's throw out history. Let's just go with this theory. And this is what this country has been running on, are all these supposed ideas. But and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but what I sense is going to happen, General, is upon the departure of this president, some of the vetting that should have been done 8 years ago, is some of this stuff is going to start to come out. That the ring that the mainstream media has put around him and protected him is starting to break up a little bit. And wait and see what you find out more about the president. You know, some people say, well, is he a Muslim or is he a Muslim and that? I don't care. It doesn't matter. Just look at the fruit of his decisions. He's certainly Muslim sympathetic. Because when you look at, the scoreboard, it's the Muslims one and citizens of America zero.
Right. Yeah. Well, but that should not be a surprise. I think you're exactly right in your analysis. That's very astute analysis. And I agree with you 100%. And we should not be surprised, though, because what was he did in his first several months? He went on the apology tour to all of the Islamic nations to make sure that his Islamic Brotherhood brethren understood that he was with them, and he would do everything he could to shackle American power in that region so that the winds of Arab Spring and Syrian civil war and ISIS could take root. I don't think any of that was a mistake. Obama cued, it was like, the little thing that snapped shut on the movie. He said, okay, action.
That's right.
And he went around and apologized to everybody and said, look, we're bad. You're good. Do what you want. And, we got to quit meddling in your business and we got to quit taking your oil. And we got, we're really sorry that we're so bad. And here are thousands of Americans that sacrificed their life and limb. And he doesn't care about any of that. What he cares about is he has a core fund that he worships at a church that preaches hatred for America.
Exactly. No way you can be under the tutelage for 20 years of one Jeremiah Wright and not be affected and have your worldview affected by that. No doubt whatsoever. Brigadier General A.J. Tony Tata has been with the U.S. Army, retired a Trump supporter and author of the novel 3 Minutes to Midnight. General, thank you so much for being with us.
And are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.